This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney, with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Yeah, let's get right into Monday morning's magnitude 3.8 earthquake in Boston. Had them shaking for about 5 to 10 seconds. Nobody hurt, no reported damage. Just a lot of confused Bostonians wondering if it was a heavy truck rumbling by or something. And in football, we have the Chiefs and Eagles in Super Bowl 59 in 2 weeks. Man, I cannot call who will win that one, but I can call I'll be on the couch with beers in hand watching. The commercials, Kendrick at halftime, the Puppy Bowl.
My favorite stories of the day.
Starting with, where else but Florida? Now, smashing plates at a wedding reception, you know, that's usually a custom to celebrate the bride and groom. But a 52-year-old bankruptcy attorney named Mark Rohr is accused of losing his cool in a wedding buffet line inside the Boca Lago Country Club the Saturday before last on the 18th. Not because of the food options or anything like that, but because police in Boca Raton say Rohr was ticked off by a man standing in line in front of him at the rib carving station who let his two young daughters cut the line in front of Rohr. So cops say Rohr let it be known he was not down with the girls skipping him in line, but that the slimmer father, cops described him as slimmer, ignored Rohr to try and keep the peace in front of his daughters. Police, however, say the 52-year-old Rohr was not trying to be ignored. So they say Rohr got the man's attention with a dinner plate that he smashed upside the father's head over letting his two young daughters cut the line, and that started a world star-type brawl at a wedding reception in a country club. Plates flying, ribs on the floor. The Miami New Times newspaper got the police report, which said Rohr was arrested and charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. And not for nothing, but Rohr probably never got to eat any of those ribs. And if he was hangry before, just think of his stomach growling while he was being booked. Now in Maryland, Charles County Sheriff's detectives are still looking for a one-armed guy who they assumed used that one arm to stab a relative in the head and neck 3 weeks ago because they said the two were arguing over the TV remote. 50-year-old Clifton Eugene Greenfield of Bryans Road, and you know you're in trouble when they use your middle name, has both legs and is accused of using them afterwards to run off while another relative took the one he stabbed to the hospital. Now, police did not say what was used in the stabbing, if not a knife, but described the head and neck wounds as severe. No updated condition given. Hopefully they're recovering. But Greenfield now has an active warrant charging him with first-degree assault, and the Charles County Sheriff's Office is asking folks now to let them know if they see a 6-foot-tall, 220-pound brown-skinned guy with one arm who goes by Clifton Eugene Greenfield. Police in Lebanon County, Pennsylvania, say a mother who goes by the name Chastity Candelario has handcuffs in her home. And WGAL-TV8 is reporting she used those handcuffs to lock her 11-year-old son to the basement fuel tank. Police say she used her handcuffs to cuff her son to the basement fuel tank because she got upset over how many hot dogs he ate in the days before. And cops say she knew he ate all the hot dogs because she has cameras inside the house to see he ate them all. They say Candelario then left the house with her son still cuffed to the basement fuel tank while she went about her day. But back at the house, police say the boy actually wiggled his way free and found a way to unlock himself. Only, they say that boy started worrying about what his mom would do when she saw he has lockpicking skills. So cops say that boy then went upstairs to his room, cuffed himself to the bunk bed, and then spent almost 17 hours in all locked to a tank and then his bed. No hot dogs or any other food, no water, no bathroom break. Just cuffed up until one of his siblings called his cell phone. Yeah, he had a cell phone. And he told the sibling what happened, so they called 911. Cops came, freed the boy, and then put his mom, Candelario, in handcuffs. Locked her up, charged with false imprisonment, unlawful restraint, and child endangerment. Somebody pray for that boy's future. This is America. Don't catch you slipping, no. And about a 4 to 5 hour drive west to Newtown, Pennsylvania, is where a woman jumped online the Saturday before last, the 18th, and ordered groceries to be delivered, but cops say she did not tell her husband that she ordered groceries to be delivered. Now, local cops were not involved because of marital communication issues, but because she did not tell her husband about the delivery, police were involved because they say the husband shot the Instacart delivery worker. And they say when a guy walked up with the groceries around 7:30 that evening, 43-year-old Nicholas Sabo said he thought someone was on the property to break in or steal something. And cops say he thought this because his wife, the one who ordered the groceries, got a home security alert that their camera spotted someone outside and thought this person with her groceries in hand was a burglar and not the delivery man whom she was told was on the way. So cops say Sabo grabbed the gun, being a husband, went outside and did not say a word to the guy. Maybe like, you know, why are you on my property holding groceries? No, they say he just shot the man and then watched as the delivery driver hopped back to his car with a bullet in his leg. And as if this story does not have enough twists, cops say the delivery guy's wife and kid were in the car watching all this happen on the delivery run with him. He called 911 when he got down the street and got to a hospital where doctors got that bullet out of his leg. Cops say he's recovering. But Sabo is now charged with reckless endangerment with more charges pending while his wife is at home with the groceries. Back in a moment. But before we break, a word from a colleague.
It's the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg Age.
You can download the Jams Podcast Mix for free. Just Google search Jams Podcast Mix.
Real hip-hop and R&B matters. The hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg Age.
It's not often that you'd want to lean in for a close sniff of toilet paper.
Ew.
But the rose-scented paper rolls from Rosie will make you want to press those nostrils up against a roll. And there, you can inhale the rosy aroma soon to bless your bottom and feel the four plies of cotton ball softness about to caress your tush. Rosie Bathroom Rolls, because your butt deserves it.
Available nowhere.
And now for the world around us.
And people from all over the world have been heading to China this week for the big spring festival around the Chinese New Year, which falls on Wednesday, but it will be parties and festivities and family reunions through the weekend and for 15 days total, ending with the Lantern Festival on February 12th this year. And for those heading to China, but not up on customs and the lay of the land, well, TravelChinaGuide.com put together a list of 16 things not to do while there. And we'll only share a few of them here, like not saying anything negative. So make no mention of death, ghosts, poverty, sickness, or pain, but replace those words with euphemisms if need be. And do not get sick enough to need hospital care, because as the Chinese New Year superstitions go, you'll be sick all year if taking medicine or getting a doctor's care during Spring Festival. Also, break nothing. Don't even break dance. Bowls, glass, mirrors, anything broken may end up breaking up a family or leaving a person broke with no money. And as the legend goes, the gods will be offended at anyone who washes clothes on Wednesday and Thursday, the first 2 days of the festival. They're not gods of dirt. No, it's just the first 2 days of the Chinese New Year are considered the birthday of the water god. And again, there's 16 things to know listed. We'll give one more suggestion, like muzzle the kids or keep them happy. Because as the superstition goes, a crying baby is a sign of disease, misfortune, and bad luck for the whole family. Of course, these are ancient traditions, and a lot of people have just having fun with this stuff. But hey, why take a chance on offending the gods? And by the way, it's the year of the snake on the Chinese zodiac, which is linked in mythology to wisdom, intelligence, and mystery. Yeah, people born in the year of the snake are believed to be charming, intuitive, and resourceful.
Danger! Danger!
Now, from snakes to sharks, copper sharks, or bronze whalers, as they're also called, they can get up to 11 feet. And, you know, those of us who like watching Discovery Channel's Shark Week likely know Australia has a lot of sharks circling offshore. And surfers usually end up starring in at least one or two Shark Week episodes every summer, but they usually have body scars from surviving a bite. However, if 37-year-old Del Kitto ever gets FaceTime during Shark Week, he will not have any scars to show. After catching waves off a beach in West Australia last week, that's when Kitto says he spotted what he guessed to be a 10-foot-long copper shark circling him a few times. But then he tells Nine News' Today Show there in Australia that it charged at him, so says he jumped into the water with the shark and then shoved the board in its face. And then he says he tussled with the shark for a bit before jumping back on the board and catching the next wave back to shore. Man, talk about a fishtail. Only when Kitto got back to shore, he saw he at least had proof to show it really happened. He was fine, but not his surfboard. Got a big chunk bitten off. So Kitto did what people do these days. Posed for a picture with the board showing off the shark bite, posted it online, and got interviewed several times. Kitto described it as a bit of a miracle. He spotted that copper shark when he did, but I'm sure the shark is thinking a miracle is it missed out on a snack.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
I'm gonna offer you.
We got, I picked him up off the floor. That big bad husband went and got his 44. I said, come away, let me get you all up out of here. And the whip say,
I ain't going no place, y'all. Buy this sister another beer.
And the honey say,
we can't see whatever happened to your booty, but we still love your flat butt ways and the way your go-kart pays.
Slammy Sammy, bringing back a lot of wild memories with that old jam. Mike Mann here, and right now,
time for birthdays.
Yep, birthdays for Tuesday, January 28th.
Back when I was sleeping in my mama's crib.
And we're starting with rapper J. Cole. Good business decision not messing with Kendrick Lamar. It's all love. He's turning 40. Actor Elijah Wood, 44. Backstreet Boys singer Nick Carter is 45.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall.
Rapper Rick Ross, Ricky Rose, 48. NSYNC singer Joey Fatone is also 48. Singer Monifa is 53 now.
She knows I really love this old music thing.
Singer Anthony Hamilton, 55. CBS Sunday Morning contributor Mo Rocca, 56.
Thinking of a master plan.
Rapper Rakim, God, is turning 57.
In the arms of the angels.
Singer Sarah McLachlan, also 57. And Hawkeye in MASH, almost 100 credits to his name, and he's still Hawkeye. Alan Alda, he's turning 89. And then on Wednesday, singer Eric Paisley is turning 42. Actor Heather Graham will be 55. Actor-director Ed Burns, 57. Talk show host, actor, network owner, and very rich woman Oprah Winfrey is turning 71. Gap Band singer Uncle Charlie Wilson will be 72. And the original Magnum P.I., actor Tom Selleck and that stash are turning 80. And then on Thursday the 30th, actor Christian Bale is turning 51. Rock, actor Charles S. Dutton, 74. Drummer, singer, and overall heck of a musician Phil Collins, also turning 74. Actor Vanessa Redgrave will be 88. Singer Gene Pruitt, also 88. And actor Gene Hackman is turning 95. And that does it for another Real Pod Newscast. And please hit those like and follow buttons. Our brother needs to get those followers up to make some money. And tell a friend or enemy to give a listen. Thank you, though. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll be back on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.